If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Every Friday around 6:40, we visit with the author of the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, from the Chicago Police Department, Lieutenant David Haynes, with food news and restaurant reviews. Good morning, Lieutenant. Wait a minute, let me turn your microphone. Sorry. Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Wait a minute, why is your microphone not working here?
There we go.
Good morning. Sorry about that. Don't arrest me for that. I'm very impressed because you're in uniform today.
Yes, well, I'm in uniform usually every week, but I always wear a cover-up shirt, so this time I just didn't bother to button the overshirt.
Yeah, looking at the badge, very impressive. And the white shirt, now, when I would be covering news on television, everybody would say, if you want information on a story, well, look for one of the white shirts. Is that white shirt supervisors?
Right, yeah. Sergeants and above have wear white shirts. And but we don't really give out any information.
I remember that.
I remember there was a class on it once when I got promoted, and it was Pat Camden taught a class on dealing with the media, and he said, here's the rule of thumb. If your guy saved somebody from a fire, make sure you spell their names right. If they threw somebody into the fire, refer them to media relations. But now we just refer everybody to media relations.
So, who's your boss there in Jefferson Park?
Commander Maureen Begain. And she's a great boss. So I've known her for my whole career, basically. But it's very nice working for her.
And your rank is right under that?
Well, I have a captain, too. We have a commander and an executive officer who's a captain. That's Joe Petrenko. And then all the lieutenants are below him.
I see. So let me ask you about this tradition now you've started here, because every week, in addition to reviewing a restaurant and giving us some restaurant news, you bring in some baked goods. Are you sure you want to continue doing that? I mean, you've set yourself up so everybody here, the crew, everybody expects you to bring in some, like last week, those spectacular chocolate donuts.
Right, yeah. You know, and actually, I wasn't going to bring in anything because Ash Wednesday was this week, and I'm back on my diet, and I figured if I have to suffer, everybody else does, too.
Sure.
But my son found out about it, and he sent some stuff with me, so I could...
Okay, everybody's happy about that. Is this from Isabella Bakery?
No, this is not. I brought some stuff from the other restaurant that we're going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
But Isabella Bakery is owned by a police officer, so I found out about it, and I thought I should talk to this officer, Ken Herrera, in the 19th District over by Wrigley Field, and his family owns a bakery called Isabella Bakery at 1659 West Foster, and it's a Guatemalan bakery, and it's called Isabella Bakery, but they also have other foods. They do some tamales. They do a Guatemalan breakfast every morning. That's eggs and black beans and some kind of bread. I forgot.
Do you know why Officer Herrera is dealing with Guatemalan food?
Well, he's Guatemalan. I think his mother actually started. I'm not sure about that, but it's a family bakery, but I think his mother started the bakery. I took my kids there. They have empanadas. They have these great empanadas that are, they have beef or chicken.
So it's sweet or savory. I love empanadas.
Oh, yeah. And they also have strawberry and pineapple, so sweet and savory empanadas, which are just really good. And tamales, too. They do a couple different types of tamales.
Isabella Bakery, 1659 West Foster.
Right.
That sounds like a good place to check out.
Yeah, it's a nice little place. They have the tables are like cut barrels. It's really a kind of a cool place. And they have all kinds of – they make some great flan, too, by the way.
I know we're going to talk about this. Restaurant that has, among other things, homemade ice cream,
right,
and crepes. And then I want to ask you about this tea you brought in, which smells fantastic. Yeah. So we'll get to that. That's your main restaurant review. Also, we have some restaurant news, and the James Beard Awards were announced. And, you know, that's like the Oscars of the culinary world. We'll get to that. And a suggestion about something to do involving more than 20 restaurants in the Pilsen area. Continuing our Friday visit with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. By the way, are you packing heat? Because you're in uniform today, I mentioned.
Yes.
You are? You're packing heat?
Every time I go up there, yeah. I'm surprised they don't check me down in the lobby, but yeah.
I have to check. I don't know how many of our guests come in armed. Hopefully, it's only you.
Well, I think the superintendent was. Well, or I don't know if he had, actually, come to think of it.
I didn't pat him down when he was here. All right, let's talk about the restaurant you've chosen to review this week.
All right, it's called Bistro 6050, and it's at 6050 West Irving Park Road, 6050, so that's a very thoughtful name. Mm-hmm. It was recommended by Detective Mike Safranovic, who is Big Mike, we call him. He's assigned area North Detectives, but he works all the property cases in 16, so we see him all the time.
He likes this restaurant?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he loves it. And he recommended it to me, and he comes every time. I saw him in there one day when I was there with my wife, and every time now I see him, he mentions it, because it's like, hey, you should get your friends to go there and stuff. So. and the reason is this place, it's a very small little cafe, bistro, and it's run by a guy named Chris and his wife Roselle, and Roselle makes homemade ice cream, and it's very good. I'm sorry, my wife says I say phenomenal too often. So
you can say it.
She
here.
Gave
it's
me
okay.
a list of different synonyms.
Oh, I get it. All right,
but she makes homemade ice cream, and it's really great. And even Mike was telling me that he used to like this ice cream that was at a different place. I don't want to say the name, but it rhymes with Flober Vice, and.
let me think what that could possibly be.
They discontinued his favorite ice cream, and so he mentioned it to Roselle, and the next time he came in, she goes, here, try this, and she had created this flavor for him, and it was even better than what that other guy did. So,
is it mainly a dessert place?
Well, it's I think most of the people in the neighborhood who go there for the ice cream, the crepes, but they do have sandwiches, they have burgers, they also have empanadas, and they have the tea. I brought some tea in for Vivian because she says I'm bringing in too much unhealthy stuff. So.
One of our producers, right? And I smelled the loose tea in there, and wow, I can't wait to try that.
Right. It's I brought passion fruit. They have a couple different flavors, rubber passion fruit. But what makes this tea great is that it's edible. So, like, when my wife uses it, she makes the tea and she drinks her tea, and then when she's done, she puts the tea in her oatmeal, and you can eat it, and it adds flavor to your oatmeal. It's a really interesting idea. I don't know. I never heard of it before, so I don't know if they invented it, but I've never heard of it before.
So this is tea only available at this place, at Bistro 6050?
Right. The tea I bought is only available there. I don't know if other places make something similar, but this is the only time I've ever heard of it. And I got it at Bistro 6050. They also make this, they have a trademark snack called charcoal nuts, and it's kind of like spicy nuts and cranberry mixture, and it's really good. They make they also make an ice cream based on that. It's called charcoal nut ice cream. It is black ice cream, which was really
interesting.
Cool.
And what's her name? Roselle, did you say?
Roselle, yeah. Roselle is and Chris they're the owners.
Are they there?
They're always there, and they're always greeting everybody.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and Chris is French. So he's got a heavy French accent, and Roselle is Vietnamese. So I think they combined the two. The combination makes it very interesting dynamic in there. And she's always trying to get, here, try this. And she's coming up with all kinds of new and different things. They make Ferrero Rocher ice cream and crepes, which is like hazelnut. It tastes like that candy, that little candy that comes in the foil.
I'm a vanilla and chocolate guy myself.
Well, I'm telling you, you should try some of these stuff they do.
Can you have...
you got to get outside your circle.
I know. Thank you, Marianne. Can you have lunch and dinner there as well?
Yeah, they have burgers, and they have a bunch of different sandwiches and soup. They have soup, too, and empanadas.
And anything special for Lent?
I didn't ask that, but we have a little Lenten section in the next, if you want to talk about it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's close this up by saying Bistro 6050 is at 6050 West Irving Park.
In the 16th District.
Recommended by Detective Big Mike. And so every week you get recommendations from fellow officers, right?
Right, yes. I put out the word that I was doing this, and I needed some recommendations, and I got 80 restaurants to go to.
You're going
to
be busy.
And then we could ask again for some more.
we were talking about pepper and egg sandwiches here the other day. Apparently, I didn't know it was kind of invented, people say, in Chicago. It's really a Chicago thing.
Right, yeah. Well, and I'm sure not by now it's spread out, but really, you know, we should take credit for that. That we brought that to the world.
That and Italian beef.
Yeah. And there's a lot of everywhere that serves a beef sandwich these days, most of the time on Fridays will have pepper and egg. The one I like the best, though, and I don't usually recommend chain restaurants because I always like the little mom and pop places.
Yeah, me
but
too.
Portillo's has a very good pepper and egg sandwich on Fridays.
I've never tried it there.
Yeah. Portillo's has a very good one.
I didn't even know they had it.
Yeah. Only during Lent, as far as I know. Only during Lent.
Do they have a Friday night fish fry, too?
No, but I did bring some. I got some recommendations for Friday night fish fry. Because that's always a big thing during Lent.
Oh, let's hear those.
A lot of the churches have them. So I came up with three that are, at least we could talk about this week and we can do it next week. But tonight, anyway, at St. Christina's at 3333 West 110th Street. They have a Friday night fish fry. Ascension Parish out west in Oak Park, 808 Southeast Avenue, and that's $10. And they have beer and wine, too, at that one. So
okay.
And then the Irish American Heritage Center, which, yes, they have beer and wine and a lot of other stuff. But the at 4626 North Knox, the Irish American Heritage Center has their fish fries, $14 for adults. And usually these are all you can eat. I don't know if this is. It doesn't say.
Good recommendations. Very timely. Yep. We have some restaurant news to get to, and we will get to the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. That's coming up in 4 minutes. As for what's happening in the world of food, the 15 Chicago chefs are among the Beard Awards semifinalists. And I can't pronounce any of these names, but two places here nominated for Best New Restaurants by the 2020 James Beard Awards Committee, Chicago's, and it's THATTU. These places are too high class for me, I think. Maybe Lieutenant Haynes has been there. And also TZUCO. I want to say Fatu and
Zuko?
Zuko.
I think it's Zuko.
In addition, Boca received the Lone Chicago nomination in the category of Outstanding Restaurant. And then in the category of Best Chef, Great Lakes Region, half of the nominations went to Chicago chefs. And let's see. Can I pronounce any of these? This from the Cellar Door Provisions Restaurant, the chef also at Lulu Cafe.
Lulu Cafe is great.
Momotaro, I haven't been there. Frontier, Haisu. Okay. Also Oriole and Smith and Kiko Virtue. And then I mentioned Boca. Okay.
Right.
There you go.
No bakers from Chicago were nominated for Best Baker, though. But my son will be eligible next year, so if you want to remember Nate Haynes' name, you can.
Where does he work?
He works at Aya Pastry out on Lake Street, 11, I think it's 1159 West Lake. He actually sent some stuff in because he found out I wasn't bringing anything, so.
Good. Oh, good for him. More than 20 restaurants showcase some of the city's best Latino chefs at Pilsen Gourmet. That'll be going on tomorrow evening at 1647 Blue Island, featured our chef demonstrations, food samples, craft artists, silent auction, music. Proceeds benefit Pilsen Fest, the neighborhood's annual summer celebration. That will be followed by the first Pilsen Restaurant Week, which is March 1st through the 7th. Sunday is the 1st. In that restaurant week, two dozen eateries offer prefix menus highlighting traditional and contemporary dishes. So you've got the Pilsen Gourmet coming up tomorrow evening on Blue Island, and then next week Pilsen Restaurant Week.
Yeah, I love those gourmet things. There's a Chicago gourmet in the summertime too, and when they bring these chefs together, and they're doing these tips and clues. You can actually meet and talk to all these chefs, and man, it is great to see how much they really get into their craft. And you know, as much like you should do a like a where you give tips and clues on how to be a radio
guy. No, what not to do.
The craft. You and Dave Ennett get the time and energy you put in your craft.
Oh yeah, Chicago Gourmet is a great event. It's a little expensive, but it's worth it, isn't it?
Oh yeah. If you, yeah, you know what? I didn't realize it until I went last year. If it's I think it was a couple hundred dollars or maybe $100 for the lowest ticket, but you get far more than that worth of food and drink.
So yeah, yeah, too much. Yeah, you really do.
Yeah, take an Uber. I mean, they had that whiskey infused ice cream. They had I can't remember the name, which one it was, but
well, they have a lot of things like that, but they also have some of the staples, you know. Right. So it's not just fancy foo-foo
right.
food there,
right? And there's every winemaker you can think of has a booth, and they're handing out glasses. So.
You've checked that out. See, I go right for the Black Cow booth. Lieutenant David Haynes, The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats is the book. We'll look forward to your visit again next Friday, Lieutenant.
Good. I'm invited back. Thank you.
Yes, you are. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, let's be careful out here.